It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I've got Brenda, Stacy, and Tammy with Future in Design. We're going to talk a little bit about what the program that they offer is, what they do there. And we've got a couple of graduates with us this morning, it looks like, as well. Brenda, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for letting me come again, Dave.
No worries at all. Now, let's let people know what Future in Design is all about.
Future in Design is a nonprofit program that our goal is to bring generational poverty out of rural Utah. So in doing that, we offer a training course that we train in soft and hard skills. And those hard skills are on industrial sewing machines. So after they're done with the training, they can become employed on a manufacturing line right here in Price, Utah.
And you guys are in the Bells Building, correct? The
yes.
old Bells Building?
Yes, we are.
And you do both there?
Yes.
Teaching and the manufacturing itself?
Yes, the training's on one side and the manufacturing line's on the other side, and we kind of coordinate and integrate the employees with the students during the training program.
Okay, so let's talk to Stacy first. Stacy, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you took from the program.
I was unemployed, and I had never threaded a machine before, and I can actually sew now.
And you guys create, you work for, is it Blackstone still?
No, Future in Design has taken over the manufacturing part of it now.
Okay, but what are you building there as far as clothing and stuff like that?
Yes, we're still doing clothing. Right now we're working on children's clothing, and so we're just out looking for other contracts. We would like to actually do some local contracts if there's anybody in the community that needs things built. Just stop in and talk to Janae, and we'd be happy to get going on that.
All right. Stacy, I'm going to pick on you again. How was it to, you know, were you kind of going into it blind, really?
Oh, totally blind.
And now you have the skills, and you can sew, you said.
I can actually sew, yes.
That'd be kind of nice.
Great.
Maybe I should go do it. I can't sew on a sewing machine.
I couldn't either. It's my first.
And what have you taken from the course, really? What have you learned from it?
That I can do this. It's great.
Okay. Tammy, let's talk to you a little bit. And if you'll pull that mic over just a touch there so we can see you. There you are. Let's talk about you a little bit, and what did you take from the course? What have you learned?
Well, I got motivated by the course. I really have got lots of self-esteem from it. The soft skills that they teach you is just as good as the hard skills, and I can sew too.
And now could you before, though?
I could before, too, but not on an industrial machine.
All right, because they're a little bit intimidating when you first start looking at them.
They're fast. They're really fast.
Okay. So now both of you just graduated, correct?
Correct.
And have you taken employment with the company?
We did our job interviews yesterday, and we'll know by the end of the week.
Very good. That's what the program's all about, right, Brenda?
Yes. We want to employ those that come through the training program. We have a lot of great skill out there in the community, and it's wonderful to see people like Tammy and Stacy come away from the program with skills and also self-confidence.
So usually, you know, one ends, one begins, right? So when's your next session begin?
We have an information session December 5th at 6 p.m. at our location here in Price. And our training program's going to change a little bit. We had a 10-week course, and now we're going to put it down to 5. So if you're interested in a job or a new career or both, we would love to have you come to our information session, learn about our new program, and just come and see what wonderful things that we're doing for the community here in Price to bring sustainable jobs to the community.
All right. Now, Brenda, if anybody has any information they want to get from you, how can they do that?
We don't have a phone right now at the facility, but they're welcome to stop in anytime, and would be willing to just take time with them and answer any questions that they do have.
Okay, Brenda, thank you so much for coming in today. Ladies, congratulations, and good luck on the job hunt.
Thank you.
Hope it all works out for you. And keep doing the work you're doing. It's a great job, great work you're doing over there.
Well, thanks so much. Letting us come and share our stories with you.
Anytime. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM.